蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus, and we're in a series called Hymns for Hard Times with Johnny Erickson Tata. Finding Jesus is the greatest good of all, and we find him the first time and again after that at a very particular place. We find him at the cross. We have been looking at hymns for hard times, hymns that were written by people suffering, broken, needy people, and they always take us to the same place of refuge. They take us to the cross.
什么东西会把我们带到十字架跟前呢？16世纪，耶稣会的宣教士利玛窦千里迢迢地来到中国传教。他带着一些宗教性的艺术品，想用它们来向那些从来没有听说过基督教的人们解说一些圣经故事。中国人对怀抱着小婴孩的童女玛利亚非常的欢喜接纳，可是当利玛窦向中国人解释说道神的儿子长大以后要被钉上十字架时呢，人们的反应就是嫌弃还有恐惧。中国人偏爱童女玛利亚，坚持要膜拜她，但是却深深地弃绝了那位钉十字架的上帝。这样的情况同样发生在基督教的国家，看看那些制作精巧可爱的圣诞卡片，谁能否定我们不是在庆祝一个喜气洋洋的大团圆节日呢？我们把任何一些与悲剧相关的蛛丝马迹清除一空，尤其过分的就是我们绝对不给人半点的暗示。这个从伯利恒开始的故事，最后是在各个他结束的。你现在收听到的是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲 Haven Today》，我是乐心。刚刚和你分享的这段话呢，是来自杨飞利的《耶稣真貌》。你有没有想过呢？为什么十字架那么容易遭人厌弃？《Hymns for Hard Times》来到了第四集，今天我们要来分享的诗歌就是与十字架有关的。想想看，在你所熟悉的传统圣诗里，有哪些是直接跟十字架相连呢？让我们来听听下面的诗歌，或许啊，就能够给你一点提示了。
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain free.Beyond the river.
谢谢你的收听。刚才播出的是 Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross。 在正式进入分享神的话语之前，我们来听一下 Johnny Erickson Tada 说一下他所喜爱的一首诗歌。
In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time, all the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime. Yes, I do love singing about the cross. And it makes me think, and I want you to think about this today too. Jesus never enjoyed much elbow room during his public ministry, because there was always a multitude. There were always people pushing and shoving to get close. When he taught in the temple, there was hardly space to breathe. When he taught in a home, people stood wall to wall, spilling out into the front yard and hanging from the roof. And when he tried to escape the crowd in a boat, he went to the other side of the lake, dropped anchor, and he found another crowd awaiting him. Then there was that time he was in the street with a throng of people pressing up against him. One woman had an issue of blood. She reached out and touched him. And when he asked, "Who touched me?" his disciples couldn't believe it. "Everyone is touching you," they answered. Then there's that passage about his coming and going from Jericho. It says that great crowds followed him. And when he was out in the countryside, 5,000 people crowded up against him on the hill? And on a different hill, 4,000? So many people, so many folks elbowing their way to get close. No room for Jesus. His life even began that way, in Bethlehem's crowded inn. However, there was one place where Jesus had more than enough room, more than enough space. It was a place where nobody wanted to get near. Nobody was clamoring to approach him or touch him. Nobody shoving to get close to him. No one wanted a ringside seat. Where was that place? On the hill of Calvary. There was plenty of room near the cross. And sadly, it's true today. Many of us are happy to keep an arm's length distance from the cross. We are too satisfied to remain at a safe distance from the place of crucifixion. Yet, if we are to see real and lasting change in our lives, if we are to reckon ourselves dead to sin, if we are to put to death sin in our lives, it requires keeping near the cross. And I love the words to that old hymn, "Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its scenes before me. Help my walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river." I want you to pray with me today. Lord Jesus, you were tormented that I might be comforted. You were made ashamed that I might inherit glory. You entered darkness that I might have eternal light. Oh, Lord Jesus, keep me near your cross this day. Don't let me stay at an arm's length distance from it. Help me to daily take up my cross and die to the sins that you died for on your cross. Praise you for dying, that I might live forever. I pray all this in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Johnny, a special thanks to you for being on the program again today. I'm Charles Morris. This is Haven Today that you've joined. Fanny Crosby wrote the hymn that Johnny was talking about, "Near the Cross." Like so many hymn writers, Fanny had a disability. She was blind. She lost her sight when she was 6 months old. And by the end of her life, she had written almost 9,000 hymns, all of them rejoicing in the cross of Jesus and the love of her Savior. And I got to say, like Johnny, this is one of my favorites. "Jesus, keep me near the cross when I wander away from the cross and forget what Jesus did for me. I always end up feeling my need, my thirst, my emptiness. I have to go back to that place where Christ suffered. I need to look at him there and see him there, and hear what the cross has to say to me."
芬尼克罗斯比不仅在教会历史中非常的有名，她也很可能是全人类历史上最有名的盲眼女诗人。终其一生，芬尼没有浪费神所量给她的95年的光阴。在她的这一生当中，她一共写了大约9000首诗歌，直到今天仍然没有人能够超越。芬尼成长在一个安分守己、金钱保守的清教徒家庭中，是一对农家夫妇的独生女儿。她在贫瘠的纽约州南浦县长大，传承着美国拓荒者的精神。出生后仅仅6个星期，芬尼的眼睛红肿发炎，而乡间当时唯一的医生又刚巧外出了。父母在情急之下，竟然就让四处巡回的江湖术士用火烤过的膏药敷在小女孩的眼睛上。灼热的膏药立刻破坏了芬妮的眼角膜，没过几天，小女孩便失去了视力，她的眼睛上留下了永久的白斑还有硬茧，只能看见微弱的光以及分辨模糊的颜色。但是灾难并没有就此打住，芬妮的父亲也在同年离开了这个世界，留下了当时只有21岁的母亲还有盲眼芬妮。芬妮之后回忆起这段可怕的经历时却说道，虽然这是医生粗心大意所造成的错误，但是神从来都不误事，我深信这是神的美意，神要我在身体上过着黑暗的日子，以至于我能够更加专一的、单纯的来唱歌赞美他，并且也能够激励别人一起来赞美他。如果我没有失明的话，我就会被其他的事物吸引住了，也就不可能写出数以千计的圣诗，让世界各地的人高声歌颂。所以如果我能够见到这位医生，我会告诉他，因他无意当中所犯的错误，却使得我在这世上产生了极大的帮助。
The cross has so many things to say to us, but there are 3 things, especially, that I need to hear again and again that only the cross can tell me. 3 things I need to hear, and I believe you need to hear them today. First, you need to hear that you have been set free from shame and guilt. Second, you need to hear what you have been set free from, self-righteousness and pride. And third, you need to hear that you are loved. Most of us tend to live out our lives bouncing back and forth between the first 2 things. They seem like opposites, but really they're just 2 ways of focusing on ourselves. Whether we're feeling shame or pride, guilt or self-righteousness, we're still focusing on ourselves. What we need to do is focus on Jesus. We need to turn our hearts off. We need to swing our hearts away from ourselves and onto Jesus. And that's what the cross does for us. It sets us free from ourselves. So let's go near to the cross and let's hear what the cross has to say. First, the cross says your shame and guilt are gone. I heard a friend recently remembering something that happened to her in junior high. She was passing a note to a friend about a crush she had on a boy, and the teacher confiscated her note and tacked it on the bulletin board, and she still today feels that shame. The only place you can go with your shame and guilt is to the cross. At the cross, all your notes, all your shame, all your guilt are taken off of you and tacked onto Jesus. He died to remove it from you forever. And now it is gone. And you can forget. You can be at peace. You can stop replaying old tapes in your mind. Stop worrying about what people think about you or say about you. You can stop trying to atone for your mistakes. You can stop looking at yourself and look to Jesus and take in what he has become for you. He's your righteousness. He's your glory. Your identity comes from him. You are the son or daughter of God. The cross sets us free from shame and guilt. I think most of us as believers know we need that, not just once, but over and over again, Jesus, keep me near the cross. We need to keep going back to the cross to get another fix, if I could use such a word on that good news. But what we often don't know as believers is that we also need to hear that the cross is speaking to us.
在保罗的书信中，他反复地提醒了信徒要记得自己没得救前是什么光景，以及得救之后又是什么样式。保罗说道，你们以往在过犯中原是死的，但神使你们与基督一同活过来，基督赦免了我们一切的过犯。在哥罗西书的二章十四节到十五节呢，保罗特别地指出来，基督把对我们不利的罪债记录，连同攻击我们的条款都抹掉了，钉在十字架上。基督耶稣解除了执政者和掌权者的权势，借着十字架把他们立在凯旋的行列当中，公开示众。是的，耶稣被钉在十字架上，亲身担当了我们的罪债。可是也别忘记了，在与此同时呢，那些控告我们的罪状，那些与我们为敌的字句，用现在更加通俗的话来说，就是那些有着我们把柄的证据，通通呀都被耶稣钉在十字架上了。曾经你在众人面前出了洋相而积累在心中的那股羞耻感，曾经你因为一时激动做出的愚蠢又后悔的行为，以及你曾经一度被伤害，认为自己不再拥有幸福，这种的自卑等等，这些都因着我们的重生而被耶稣拿走了。不仅如此，圣经还说，耶稣基督靠着十字架胜过了一切执政掌权的。保罗用当时罗马人打了胜战凯旋而归的画面来形容耶稣借着十字架胜过黑暗权势。战俘会受到公然的羞辱，在这里呢，被羞辱的就是那彻夜控告我们的撒旦。
Second, your pride and self-righteousness are gone. The Apostle Paul got that message. He got it loud and clear. He had been a proud man, a self-righteous man, even a judgmental man, but he met Jesus at the cross, and it was all stripped away. With every ounce of passion in his soul, he solemnly committed himself to boasting only in the cross and never in himself. May I never boast, he said, except in the cross of Christ, by which I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. For Paul the Apostle, it was a battle cry. Give Jesus all the glory. That's what Fanny Crosby was talking about in her lyrics. In the cross, be my glory ever. The cross teaches us a very crucial lesson that we need to learn repeatedly. The very fact that Jesus had to give his life for us means we have no reason for pride, no ground to stand on when we feel superior. Our self-righteousness has to die at the foot of the cross. The flag of self has to be lowered every day, sometimes many times a day. The cross demands it. Instead, in its place, we can hoist the banner of the cross, and we can say, this is my glory. This is who I am. I am one who has been claimed by this cross, body and soul. This is what my life is all about, this cross, this Jesus who died for me. I am his. I really think this is the great divide of the human heart. Are we boasting in ourselves and claiming credit for our own successes? Or are we boasting in the Lord alone and rejoicing in him and giving him all the glory? The difference is like the continental divide. I used to live right there, almost exactly on the continental divide. You wouldn't know you were there except the Forest Service has put up a stone marker. And if a raindrop falls on the west side of that spot, it would eventually end up in the Pacific Ocean. And if it fell on the east side, it ended up in the Atlantic Ocean. If our lives are flowing in the direction of ourselves, if we're living for ourselves and boasting in ourselves, life will end up being meaningless about ourselves. we'll arrive at the terrible realization that everything we thought was so important and so great, everything we celebrated about ourselves, all our accomplishments, all our victories, they were all just vain and empty. But if our lives are flowing in the direction of Jesus, if we're living for Christ and we're boasting in the cross of Christ, life just keeps getting better. Our lives flow with meaning and joy. Everything we do for the Lord is established for eternity, and we end up in the presence of the Lord, rejoicing in Him forever. Self-love is never, ever satisfying, but the love of Jesus satisfies down to the depths of our soul, and it is the cross that teaches us that lesson.
听完这一段超思的分享之后呀，乐心觉得我想说的话呢，都在下面的这首诗歌里面唱出来了。
Oh, precious sight, my Savior stands, dying for me with outstretched hands. Oh, precious sight, I love to gaze, remembering salvation's day, remembering salvation's day. Though my eyes linger on this scene, may passing time and years not steal the power with which it impacts me, the freshness of its mystery, the freshness of its mystery.
So there's a third thing I want to share that the cross tells us. You are loved beyond anything you can imagine. Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Look to the cross and listen to the message of the cross. Jesus is pouring himself out in love for you. Make it personal. Take it to heart. He loved you. He gave himself for you. His love so fierce, it kept him suffering to the end, and nothing can separate you from it. Jesus told us to abide in this love of his. He wants to fill our lives with a sense of sweetness and security. He wants his love to be with us when we're living every day in the darkness of blindness or paralyzed in a wheelchair like my friend Johnny. He wants it to tell us that we're not alone, we're not forgotten, that we're profoundly and deeply loved, loved so much that the one who loves us died to have us for himself. The cross, it's the place to learn that lesson. Over and over, oh Jesus, truly keep us near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. Found me.
Newcomer to this program is the Haven of Rest Quartet, and a version of Fanny Crosby's hymn, Near the Cross, on a Haven today that we're calling Hymns for Hard Times. And a special thanks again to Johnny Erickson Tata for joining me on the program, and we'll be hearing more from her, both teaching as well as singing.
非常谢谢你的收听，这就是今天的全部节目内容了。希望借助这30分钟的分享，帮助我们可以更加的去亲近十字架。就好像 Johnny Erickson Tata 说到的，在十字架面前，我们逐渐的脱去旧我，活出新我的样子。我们的短信号码是13229966122，非常期待能够收到你的回应。短信的开头，请你加上蓝天。乐星和 Charles 就在下周的同一时间，与你在良友电台的 Haven Today 不见不散。愿神祝福你，拜拜。
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. Oh, Lamb of God, bring